Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 4th of December, 2024. Happy Wednesday to you. Here to get you caught up with a few headlines, throw some insight, and set you up for the week ahead. And let's start here, because I thought it was pretty sweet. Today is National Cookie Day, and Sunday is National Brownie Day. And as always, celebrate responsibly. I have a lot to get to, so let's jump into some news together. And let's start right off with another holiday that I'm sure people are going to be celebrating on Thursday, since it's National Repeal Day, which is the day that Prohibition ended in the United States. Once again, celebrate responsibly. The repeal that's on my mind these days is Act 10, the law that eliminated collective bargaining for government employees. Over the summer, a judge ruled that the law was unconstitutional. Finally, on Monday, his official ruling came out, which struck down over 60 specific articles of law that related to that particular act and policy that they deemed was unconstitutional. It's already under appeal, or will be, and assuming it's going to be going to the Supreme Court. I got to say, it does seem convenient that the main political Democrat topics in the past election were how their two reliable areas of support weren't quite as influential in getting the vote out. The abortion issue wasn't the critical influential issue that it had been in the past, and union support wasn't as reliable as it had been. Is it a coincidence that those two topics are conveniently teed up to be in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court within one election of gaining the majority? The fact that somehow Act 10 survived over a decade of legal challenges until this moment in time. I wonder if it will be conveniently fast-tracked to be heard prior to the April election or the installation of a new justice, regardless of which candidate wins. That would also be convenient and, I'm sure, completely unrelated. In other news, from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file, here is another story of how actions seem to conveniently reveal priorities. Just like the last story, this time, it's the illustrious IRS, an organization that everyone trusts and appreciates the transparency they use when considering who gets audited, and is well known for its customer service on all fronts, an agency held in very high regard. Here is the first sentence from an article by a gentleman by the name of James Nani, who is reporting for Bloomberg. A government lawyer argued to the U.S. Supreme Court that state and federal laws don't allow a bankruptcy trustee to claw back a potentially fraudulent payment made to the Internal Revenue Service. Basically, the IRS wants to play by different rules than any other bankruptcy creditor. Shocker! They don't want to have to return a payment even if it's potentially fraudulent. And you think that sounds ridiculous? It gets even better. I must be missing some context here, because the article quotes a lawyer for the government as saying, "We've obviously been losing. We've lost this case in three courts, and I think the reason is that there's some intuition that there's something strange going on here." Unquote. Yeah, there is. Why is this being retried three times? And isn't it convenient that the government is fighting to keep money they don't have the right to keep by all the other accepted rules? And they want to play by different rules. I heard a great example of this from one of our members. One time, their quarterlies were accidentally paid twice. For non-business owners, that's the quarterly payroll taxes that the employer deducts and holds from employees and then submits to the state. Do it every quarter, therefore called quarterlies. It took that business 8 months to get that money refunded. 8 months of cash flow tied up longer than it needed to be. Consequences. If the tables were turned, what's the likelihood that there'd be fines and penalties for being nonchalant with getting around to paying the government? Anyway, back to this. Maybe it's another example of when the pendulum of power needs correction. And I think there's plenty of people that think the IRS acts randomly and inconsistently. In the end, our government is arguing to play by different rules, gather and retain as much power and money as it can. In other news, something that just inherently rubbed me the wrong way was the title of a press release that came out Monday from the Waukesha County Board of Supervisors. Waukesha County Board demands fair share of state funding. Looking at all the examples of our government feels entitled to take our money with stupid things that feel unjustified, like wheel taxes, let alone all the other big ones that we just have to put up with, to demand anything instantly makes me push back. Waukesha is already the fourth highest property tax county in Wisconsin, and since their push for an increased county sales tax immediately got massive pushback and was retracted within days of it even being suggested, they're looking at getting more from any angle. They argue that they average second to last in per capita state funding, but that's not how the money gets distributed, so just leave that argument aside. If we did it that way, the rural counties would get even less than they already do. Waukesha ranks third in total population, and they get the third biggest dollar amount from the state. So again, I must be missing something here, because it seems to line up just fine. The quotes from the press release include, "The lack of state support makes it difficult for the county to meet its residents' needs." Here's a tip. Maybe check yourself on what you consider needs and what you consider wants. How about this quote? "This resolution is the first step in finding a more equitable solution to fund county government while avoiding any sales tax." Here's another tip. For better or worse, the word equitable and equity is kind of a trigger for a lot of people these days for a bunch of different reasons. As politicians, do a better job of reading the room, because there are plenty of people that won't be swayed by this, especially in Red Waukesha. And since the board is encouraging their residents to contact their state representatives to, quote, demand fair funding, unquote, you, my dear listener, are also empowered to do the same and communicate to your representative what you think of Waukesha County's demands and priorities. In other news, and maybe related, maybe not related, but the final official election totals were certified and released. It's been well documented that President Trump made gains in many counties across the state and the nation, and when compared to his loss in 2020, some areas, like Milwaukee, stayed a majority Democrat, but there was a net gain of about 4,600 Trump votes. There were only six counties out of 72 where Trump had a loss of net votes. One of those, a loss of 1,400 net votes, was the second largest swing, and it happened in Waukesha. And finally, these stories make me appreciate the foresight of the founding fathers to limit centralized power as much as possible. Three branches of federal government, a republic of 50 states that each retain every right not explicitly given to the federal government, even the Electoral College. It's not a mistake to decentralize power for the good of the many. And let's be real, even though these founding father quotes are usually pretty clunky, they are really great reminders, like this one from Thomas Jefferson, who said, "An elective despotism is not the government we fought for, but one in which the powers of government should be so divided and balanced among the several bodies of magistracy that no one could transcend their legal limits without being effectually checked and restrained by the others," unquote. Let's be the others. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every windy corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at WPTOnline.org/join.